fix them like that.
Well, now, if somebody was going to shoot a shotgun, what would they put in it for ammunition?
Oh, shotgun shells?
Would that be the same as a cartridge?
No, a .22. Now, they shoot a bullet.
Uh-huh.
And shells. See, I want to use about a 20 gauge. I said, what are we doing that shell? I said, I won't give that careless not a...
Oh, that's a shell?
Yeah, that's where now it'd be powdery in them like
that. Now, how would that differ from a cartridge?
A cartridge is like a .22. That's a bullet.
That's
you
a
see.
Bullet. Okay.
Yeah,
cartridge
like you
the
used
same
to
as
kill.
A bullet, not the same as a shell. Okay.
No, this is powder defense shells. Like you hunt, birds. You see.
Uh huh.
You have to have shotgun shells, and it's got a little bitty ammunition inside of it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Bird shot.
Oh, yeah.
In one of them red things. If it didn't, you'll see, just blow them all to pieces.
Oh, yeah.
See, they have them cartridges, so see, when you shoot one of them hunting birds, that they scatter, and see, and then you can hit them, and then that way they're not, don't tear them to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this is things that you might have to play on when you were a child. Something that, like a board that would go up and...
Seesaw.
Yeah. Did you ever do
goodness,
it?
Yes. And I fell off lots of times. And you used to have an old foot have a bolt and put it on the stump. We used to call that a flying jenny.
Oh.
And you know, it goes, someone get it started. Uh-huh. Boy, you can just go around and around. Sometimes you'll stop someone to give you a push and it'll just go. And that was fun.
Oh.
Well, we used to get out and we'd play like a whole bunch of us. The girls were around where we lived close, cousins. Together we'd get out where there's pines, while we'd bend over pines and have them for horses, you know, and ride them, boy, catch all the top and just go up and down like that. Sometimes we'd put a cushion on them, you know, we'd ride sideways.
Well,
you know, kids don't know nothing now about it. We used to get out my children now just stay in the house and worry as our mothers. We never did. We stayed out when we was 4, 5, 6 year old, even though we got teenagers nearly. But now the girls and boys are sparking at 12 or 13.
Yeah, I guess that's about it.
And so I said I'd carried enough moss fixing couches, you know, out in my playhouse one big, you know, and we'd get little bottles and dishes and. I made a little old cook stove one time, you know, out of tin, bent it over and put some nails in the side and made a rack in it. And you know, I know you've heard of snuff and snuff boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd get stuff out of the garden and little cooking little things and make a little biscuit and cook it in there on that rack. And we'd eat it too. It tasted good. Yeah, tasted good. We'd have more fun, us kids, you know, out of cooking that way.
Another thing to play on, do they have take ropes sometimes and make a seat?
Yeah, put a board in it for a seat. Yeah, I've swung on a mini one.
They call that a swing?
Yeah, just kind of made out of just a rope swing.
Well, how about, did they ever take a board and just have a long board kind of with ropes on it to jump up and down on kind of a... limber board to jump up and down on?
Well, we never did something like that. I just don't know where they would. Well, we used to fix something, you know, on stilts, like I know you've seen them in shows, you know, what they call Tom. We'd call them Tom walkers.
Tom walkers?
Yeah, see, there'd be a board up high, and then we'd really put one for to put a foot on down.
Mm-hmm.
Just about a step high, and then we'd hold them and walk. See, and that'd throw us way up high. On level ground, we've had a lot of fun walking them.
Yeah, you could be tall then.
Yeah, on circuses. I saw one fellow the other night. I said, well, I never could walk on one high as he had made. But now kids don't think about doing stuff like that like we did.
Oh, they don't make their own things.
No,
like
we did.
Yeah. Did you ever know of people around here ever burning coal? Any coal?
No, we didn't hear, but I think Miss Carter and the other sister had a coal bucket that she put her irons on and ironed.
Uh-huh.